Hello and welcome to lunch at Cork Meat. The whole thing is over. We're relaxing. We've stopped thinking about business, and I'm sitting next to a woman who doesn't want any, who has quite enough publicity for her business, and she doesn't know anything about podcasting. But Ciara Casson, what's the name of your business?
WeddingDates.ie.
WeddingDates.ie. Does that mean that you organise weddings for people and that you're linked with Liz Dunvarna and that you're a matchmaker?
No, unfortunately not. Basically, it's a website that allows newly engaged couples to type in the date they want to get married and search for their perfect wedding venue and suppliers that are available on that date.
You mean a man could intend to get married and he'd put all the details in and then he could go to the woman with everything sorted out?
It is possible, and we're seeing a lot more groomzillas these days, guys who are organising the whole wedding. Definitely, it's on the rise.
In all seriousness, look, when did this business of yours start up?
Started it just over 2 years ago, and the site's been live. It'll be the site's live 2 years this month, actually, on the Jazz Weekend. So we've grown from that time. We had just 30 hotels on the site, and it was just me working for the company. We've grown it now. We have 2 members of staff, and I've got 150 venues all over Ireland on the website, and about 100 wedding suppliers as well.
My God, a 300% increase in staff in the current climate?
Yeah, absolutely.
My goodness, right. Okay, so
it's
look,
progress,
look, you're on. Into. Look, how many hotels did you say you're connected with in Ireland?
About 150 hotels, and well, some smaller venues, unusual properties, country houses, castles. We have art galleries, restaurants, etc. on the site as well. So people who are looking for a more unusual or bespoke wedding.
So you're kind of capitalising on the let's get married in a different place market?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the key terms that people type into Google that delivers traffic to us is people looking for unusual wedding venues or civil ceremony wedding venues. But more and more people are looking for alternatives, and our website is a great way to for people to find, get ideas, and then connect with those venues and see availability for their chosen wedding date.
Tell me the funniest or most unusual or most scary place that you've arranged for somebody to get married.
Like a place that I hold very dear to my own heart is a venue here in Cork. It's called the Cork Vision Centre. It's an art gallery and an exhibition space on North Main Street in Cork, but it's actually an old church, St. Peter and Paul's Church, which has been converted into this art gallery and exhibition space. I actually had my launch party there 2 years ago.
So your business was launched in there?
Yes, yeah. So we had just, we ran the whole launch party like a mock wedding. So people got wedding invitations, and we had a pink carpet instead of a red carpet, champagne on arrival, string quartet, the whole shebang.
God, so I could kill you for not inviting me.
Sorry, I didn't know you back then, Paul, but if we ever have another party again, you'll definitely be on the invite list.
I know, it's absolutely super. Look, the thing, this in relation to Cork Meat right now, which we're finishing, you were played a starring role in the launch of Cork Meat. You were the one woman, and I say this very deliberately, Cork is a place which has too many men in public positions of power. That's my stance, I've said it before. But you were the one woman up there speaking about the case study of how you had gained out of Cork Meat. Now, at the end of 2010 Cork Meat, give us one or two reflections on your part now.
It was a fantastic experience for me again, like it was last year, and that's kind of why I was such an advocate of Cork Meat in the first place. So it's very focused, very structured. I love the organisation of it. I really came in, I got my meeting scheduled the night before, researched all the people that I was going to be meeting the next day, and went into every meeting, with a plan. And I was able to, build on existing relationships and forge new relationships with people. And I just thought the conference today as well was really well organised and actually had better speakers than last year. So I was more impressed with the conference this year, and I learned a lot, and I'll definitely be coming back next year.
Well, I'm going straight away to phone David McWilliams to tell him what you said about him. I am absolutely shocked that you would do that. Okay, look, Ciara, look, I better let you eat your lunch.
Okay.
It is absolutely lovely to hear. Say again the name of your business. How would people find you?
It's weddingdates.ie, or people can find us on Twitter and Facebook, weddingdates.weddingdates.
And I can tell you, folks, she's absolutely super to sit beside for lunch. Paul O'Mahony saying goodbye from the Radisson Blue Hotel. Bye-bye.